T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
That's a good run, Lonzo. That's a good run.
That made it funnier. That made it funnier. It's okay. So now we're even with that kind of stuff. So, you know. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Rule number one of radio, ladies and gentlemen. I've told you this a million times. Don't ever say anything inside of a studio with microphones that you don't want the entire world to hear. I was saying that sarcastically to Lonzo. No one is fired. No one's losing their job. Something random just happened. Lonzo made a joke about how he was getting fired, and I was sarcastically replying. Okay? Everybody calm down! We're fine!
It's been a wonderful 22 and a half, people.
But he let another show say good morning when our intro was supposed to run. That's how it ends, folks. Welcome in! Happy Monday, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show's right here on your radio. This is the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown, the great one. Lonzo is at the helm for at least one segment.
Not today.
Not a great one today.
The
mediocre one, Lonzo.
He's all right. He's all right.
Hey, I have to ask you a very dumb question to start off our very dumb Monday show.
Well, I'm just the dumb guy to answer that.
Perfect. Perfect. Lonzo, what's the difference in advertising? Where does it stop being a jingle and start being a song? Right? I was having the conversation with Chris Evans, Captain America, down the hall. And if you've ever been around the two of us, which none of you have, but Lonzo has.
It's really loud.
It's A, very loud.
Wasn't very loud today, though. I don't know. You guys both.
It's Monday morning.
It was kind of mellow.
Yeah, it's Monday morning. It's also, it's not just very loud. It's also quite pedantic at times, right? The two of us love to get into the conversation about the foundations of and use of language. While I was watching, when he came in, I was re-watching the Panthers versus Commanders bum 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 preseason game from this weekend. And Chris walked in and he was standing behind me and I've got the game on. And he says something about, you know, the Commanders being a silly name for a football team.
And he's right. He's absolutely correct.
Completely agreed. But I said, oh, you mean the Commanders, bum, 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 bum. And he looks at me and I'm like, oh, you don't listen to the show enough. Because Chris listens to the show when he's in the office, but not every day, every hour. So he may not know why we do that. And I told him the story about the day after the Commanders announced that they were the Commanders and started selling the gear, and a group of diehard Washington football team / Commanders fans showed up at the newly opened team shop, purchased all their gear to put their ridiculous cosplay together, and were trying to, live on television, come up with chants and fight songs for their team. And at one point, they point the camera at these 14 people, which is hilariously, I've decided that 14 is the amount of people that it takes to represent the whole fan base, but in a very sad way, right? Like if there's two guys standing on the corner being dumb, wearing your team's gear, you can write it up as, well, there's bad apples in every bushel. Right? But if there's 14 people standing there, that's your fans, dog. Like, that's your fans, guy. Those are your people. You have to own them, right? So these 14 people, the news guy on the scene points the camera at them and goes, give me one of the new chants you're workshopping. Give me one of the new fight songs that you're workshopping here under the new commander's name. And the guy in charge of them, like, turns around. He's like, you guys ready? You guys ready? Let's go. Let's go. Like, he gets hyped and he hits their little drum twice. And then they go, we are commanders. Bum, 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 bum. It was really bad. Really bad. And then the conversation, in a far less amusing, but to me it was angle, was that, as jingles go, at least they picked one that everybody knows. Like, you know the rhythm and you know the cadence. So, like, it you don't have to, like, the Greenville Triumph, the Reedy River Riot, the Supporters Club for the Triumph, preseason every year, we actually have to have a meeting where we get all the Supporters Club members together and we have to teach them the chants and practice the chants and all that. The Commanders thing, like, everybody knows that. You don't need to have, like, a special session of learning, et cetera, you just show up and do it. But then we got into a conversation about, okay, that's a jingle, right? We are farmers, bum, 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 bum. That's a jingle, and it works just fine. And then Chris said, there's no good jingles. Sorry, scratch that. I said, there's no good jingles, but there are good songs. For instance, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. We all know that song. My baloney has a first name. It's OSCAR. We all know that. But those are...
I mean, I'm not singing. There's not enough. You got to pay me.
My baloney has a second name. It's M-E-Y-E-R.
It's U-R-B-A-N.
So the question is, where is the separation in advertising between jingle and song? Toys R Us, that's a song, right? I mean, that was the whole 30-second commercial.
Those are more earworms, though.
Is it a jingle or a song?
Because the problem is with those things is they're in your head forever. There's you may forget people's names, but you'll remember that because you've heard them so many times. A jingle is not a song. It's a jingle.
Right. But when does it transform? Like, what is it? Is it length of time that takes a jingle to a song? Is it complexity of music that takes a jingle to a song? Like, where is it? Is it if I sing the same thing for 30 seconds, does that take it from jingle to song, or is it just a jingle repeated over and over? Where's the difference? Where does jingle stop and song begin? I would argue bum, 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 bum is a jingle. Not a great one, but a jingle, versus the Oscar Mayer Wiener song is a song, not a jingle. He argued they're all jingles.
Is that really a jingle? I mean, because it's more music. I know they're saying bum, bum, bum. I mean, does it have to have words to be a jingle?
I don't know.
Or is it, you know?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Or is it like a music stab for, let's say, a network?
See, but I think stab is a radio specific.
It is.
Thing, right? I'm talking about, like, general public. If you're watching a commercial, wouldn't you decide that it's no longer an advertising jingle and now an advertising song?
I will say I've heard songs on commercials that I ended up putting on Spotify because I never would have heard it before.
But those are songs that are adapted to a commercial. I'm talking about product-specific arrangements, right? I feel like the Toys R Us thing is a song. Oscar Mayer is a song. Those things are songs. Where does it stop being a song and start being a jingle, or vice versa? That was that. And by the way, for the record, that was 30 minutes of my pre-show conversation today. That's why I bring it up on the air. Because 30 minutes later, we did not come to a resolution about this.
That's kind of
pathetic. I agree.
No, it's common, and it's not just common in that office. It's common, I think, in radio, period. So you've worked at other radio stations. Did you ever have conversations like that?
Of course I did.
Right. So I think it has to, you may say may think it's just you, but I think it's just radio in general. I've only worked at two radio stations. The other one, I was just getting started and never had those conversations. But here, in various places around the building, different topics, it's the same sort of thing. It absolutely is. I think it's radio.
Okay. I agree.
But a jingle is not a song. A song needs
right.
A song to me needs a verse and chorus.
Verse and chorus.
Yes.
But if you repeat the same thing over and over, is that just a repeated jingle or does it qualify as song now? I don't know.
Maybe length has to do with it too. I think, well, how long does a song need to be? Ask the Ramones. I mean, their songs are like, what, a minute 50?
A minute, yeah, I was going to say maybe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a full show lined up for you today. It is Monday, which means we got the entire weekend to drop back onto, including, obviously, Carolina v. the Washington Commanders. Bum, 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 bum. And look, Baker looked okay, right? Not exceptional.
Wait, you looked at that and thought, okay. He came out, he commanded the offense. Yes, he had a fumbled snap, but other than that.
Which, by the way, Elfline was not good in that game. The starting center in that game was not great.
I think all things considered, I thought the offensive line did a pretty good job, though. I mean, compared to years past, I think, to me, he stood out. I think that Baker's the guy. I mean, you can go and you can say, well, Darnold got a touchdown. Yeah, but he had to hand it to him. It was on what, like the 8-yard line or something like that?
The touchdown pass was a good touchdown pass from Darnold.
Was it, though?
Yes.
Because if you look at it closer, the receiver really had to stretch out to get it, and he didn't need to. He could have threw it a little bit quicker and a little bit more on point. And I'm not being overly critical of Darnold, but I'm not going to give him praise where he doesn't need it. I think Baker Mayfield looked like your starter and is going to be your starter without a doubt.
No. Don't get me wrong. Yes, that is correct. I agree with that entirely. Baker looked like the starter, right? Sam got a couple of series. Baker got one. Baker looked good. It looked okay. But let's put that into perspective. Let's put that into the perspective that Baker Mayfield had a month to learn an all-new offense. Which, by the way, the same Baker Mayfield that has had, what, 3 different offensive coordinators throughout his NFL career so far? Right? He had a month to learn that offense. And in fairness, because I think it's important to cover all the bases, he had a month to learn the offense that Sam Darnold had, what, 2? 2.5? I mean, it wasn't like this is an offense Sam Darnold has been running for years.
But it is an offense with familiarity as far as personnel goes. Yeah, you got some new guys there, but for the most part, Darnold, the core guys are still there.
Yeah.
So he knows those guys, and especially receiver-wise.
Absolutely. And that is an advantage that I expected Sam Darnold to take advantage of in this quarterback competition. Between the two of them, it absolutely was Baker Mayfield that looked like the starting quarterback. Baker is the starter. I understand why Matt Rhule is refusing to name a starter. I get it. But at its core, Baker is your starter. There's no question about that. And he looked okay. But he looked okay in an offense he's had a month to learn, working with guys. And by the way, the guys he's working with, DJ Moore wasn't out there, right? DJ wasn't out there. Christian wasn't out there. He was working in an offense he's had a month to learn and working with an offense he's had a month to learn alongside effectively the backups. Not the full, I mean, Zylstra was out there, yes. But your tight end group has been injury plagued. We don't know what that's going to look like. McCaffrey was not available, so you had Chuba Hubbard out there taking the primary snaps at running back, which he'll get a lot of them, but he ain't the guy. DJ wasn't the one, which meant that everybody else was playing wide receiver spots that they may not necessarily have been playing in camp or will be playing in week one, right? Here's what I'm saying. Baker looked okay, and that's really good, right? Baker did not look really good, but the fact that Baker looked okay is really good because with everything stacked up against him, a personally tumultuous offseason leading to a trade away from the franchise he's been on since he was drafted, a new offensive coordinator, who, by the way, is new to both him and the team, playing under a head coach that is under fire in Matt Rhule, right? Like, Matt Rhule acknowledged last week that the fire Rhule chants were heard, right?
Well, during that, during the one interview, it's just like one dude, and he was really loud. Yeah. There's no way you can. It wasn't like people were joining in. It's just like one guy.
Baker, fire Matt. It was probably the same guy.
He was like
probably the same guy.
It was like someone who interrupts Parliament or something, or a heckler from our Senate.
Yeah,
who just they have their thing. They're gonna do
it. They're gonna get it on TV
until they get kicked out, yep, or whatever. Yeah.
So the point that I'm making here is that Baker looked okay, and that's really good because a lot of other quarterbacks would have been put in a Baker situation on Saturday, and it was one drive. It was one drive.
I don't know why I'm offended by the okay thing. I
don't either.
Because I watched a lot of preseason football over the weekend, and he kind of stood out. I mean, was he Patrick Mahomes? No. But he's not going to be. Mahomes got in there, drove straight down the field, scored a touchdown, was out. Some other quarterbacks really struggled, starting quarterbacks. As far as preseason goes, I thought Baker was probably top five, maybe top three, as far as everyone who played this weekend, about how good he looked the one drive he was in.
So, I don't know why you take offense to that. Let's do this. Let's take a break and let's come back and examine. Let's put Lonzo, let's lay him down on the therapist chair and find out why it is that he has taken great offense to my saying that Baker Mayfield was okay this weekend. Not good, not bad, not exceptional, not awful. He was okay. And that's a good thing. Yes, I am also just okay. I agree. You don't have to point at me. I get it.
No, I was pointing out the reason why I'm offended. If people are watching, they'll get it. But you'll have to find out after the break.
Hey, let's take that break and then find out, shall we? The great one's on the board. My name's Rob Brown. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show right here on the Fan Upstate.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So the Panthers played a little preseason game on Saturday. You may have heard about it. I labeled Mayfield's performance as okay. It could have been dramatically worse. I think it also could have been better. There were some spots where I thought that Mayfield was a little indecisive. There were a couple of spots where I feel like he got a little jittery. Now, let me also say this real quick before we get Lonzo's perspective, because I do want it. I also went back and regraded the offensive line on Mayfield's drive. And it was C-plus territory, okay? Offensive line was playing very high. They were not getting low in their blocks. Rule number one, ask any offensive lineman coach, low man wins, right? Low man wins. Whoever's helmet level is lower is going to win the block 95% of the time. Offensive line
unless
was blocking high.
Unless you're like on face down on the ground.
Well, yeah.
That's too low.
Whoever's center of gravity is successful and lower is going to win. They blocked high. The Commanders front line, which by the way, the Commanders have a good front four led by Montez Sweat. The front four of the offense, of the defensive line for Washington was lower than Carolina's. I thought that there were spots that Carolina's offensive line was not clear in their communications. That is to say that guys were coming off of blocks and not getting picked up where I thought that they were supposed to have been picked up. So I think that there was some element of that for Baker where he knew that he had to be eyes on the defensive line as much as he was down the field. And that may have had something to do with what looked like indecisiveness from Baker Mayfield. But the reason I say that Baker was okay is because he didn't blow Sam Darnold out of the water, right? Like, I expected Baker to come out and put the period on this QB battle. And I don't think he did because Darnold didn't look bad either. I think Baker looked better, but I expected Baker to come out and win this QB battle. And maybe that wasn't fair of me, but I expected him to win this QB battle. And while I do think that he, you know, wrote the next sentence in the chapter, he didn't end it.
All right. So first of all, before I get to why I have a problem with what you're saying, Tim Frisbee says, I don't watch preseason NFL football. It's worthless and a scam for season ticket holders. Nothing that couldn't be accomplished with inner squad scrimmages at practice facilities. I do think they learn more from those. And the Panthers are going to be practicing against New England coming up
all week.
And so I think they're going to learn more from that. This is for preseason for a couple reasons. In my opinion, one, of course, to make money. And two, for those guys who are on the verge of making the team to see what they can actually do in real-time game situations. I think it's more for them. Now, as far as the command of the offense, I thought Baker Mayfield stood out. I think Sam Darnold looked at that and realized he was done. And you could tell by the way he stood afterwards when he was being interviewed as opposed to I think it was Kristen Balboni was on local TV interviewing both of them. And Baker was more focused on everything. And Sam looked like a guy who just lost his job. And the problem I really have with Rob saying he did okay is Rob's inflection. He changes it every time he says, okay. When he does that, that makes it seem even more negative than maybe it probably is.
You know why? There's two things that chicks dig. Number one, the long ball. And number two, mystery. Just being mysterious here, Lonzo.
Okay. All right. I just, some of the things that you're talking about, you talk about the offensive line. The offensive line looks so much better than it did last year. I think you're being overly critical already, and this wasn't game one. If it was game one, I get it, but it was game one of preseason.
I'm going to see.
And we don't even know if that's going to be the starting offensive line.
I'm going to see if I can pull up video of the Darnold touchdown. Because Sam Darnold's touchdown in and of itself.
Threw it way too out in front, didn't need to.
I agree with you. but there is a reason why. And in fact, because I am good at my job, I'm about to show you why on the stream, ladies and gentlemen. Go to facebook.com/thefanupstate, facebook.com/thefanupstate, or you can go to YouTube and search and subscribe to The Rob Brown Show. I'm going to show you why, and I'm going to show you why I'm being hard on the offensive line in this. All right. Now, again, remember, Washington has two things going for it. Number one, they've got a decent front four. All right. It's not elite, but it's very good. And number two, Washington was running a 5-2 base, right? You see that in the NFL, but not a lot. Most teams are running a 4-3. Washington brought out a 5-2, and that changes your blocking scheme. And if you didn't practice a lot against a 5-2, then obviously when you face it for the first time, it can change things up. So here is the play that Darnold throws a touchdown for. Again, facebook.com/thefanupstate, or search and subscribe to The Rob Brown Show and on YouTube, and you can watch along with us here. So here's the play. Darnold's going to take the snap and drop back in the pocket. Now, I want you to keep an eye on the right guard and tackle out of the gate. You've got a defensive tackle who comes off into the A-gap. That is between the center and the guard. So you got 73 turning left, the guard turning right. Guard tackle and wing back over, the tight end-ish wing back over on the right-hand side. He comes straight through, and it does a couple of things. Number one, you got the wide receiver who is trying to run a route where he goes and scrapes down the offensive line and then flattens out back a first down route effectively. Well, he gets run into by his own offensive lineman right there. All right, so you got 75 and 73, 16 is split in between. And what also happened is the defensive tackle has gotten through and now has to get picked up by the running back. Now, that's not the worst thing in the world because that's the running back's job, right? You're the last blocker between whoever gets through the defensive line. The problem is now Washington's right defensive end has also beaten the left tackle deep down the field and is now also running uncontested towards Sam Darnold. So now deeper in the play, you have taken your escape valve, your flat route down the first down line out of the play because the right side sacrificed your last block running back to a guy on the inside of the offensive line. That's not what he's there for. He is supposed to protect Darnold from pass rushers off the flank who break the tackles. That happened on the left side as well, but your running back's already stepped up and been committed. The right side defensive end beats the left tackle, gets down the field, and look at where he is when Darnold's trying to release the ball. Darnold's throwing off his back foot. He's fading away backwards. He's leaning backwards, and he's doing it because the defensive line, is in his face about to put helmet on him. That, for a back foot floating throw across his body, is actually pretty damn good from Sam Darnold. So here it is again. Now that you know what you're looking for, watch right guard, right tackle. They get beat to the inside. Running back steps up, and the easy throw for the first down across the right-hand side of the field has been taken away by the busted play. Running back's got to step up to protect Darnold from the inside. Right-hand guy beats the left tackle, gets past him, and now Darnold's falling and fading away to throw a pass. And for a falling or throwing away pass, that's pretty damn good to the left corner of the end zone for Sam Darnold.
So, is this the play that you send to teams while you continue to shop Sam Darnold because Baker Mayfield's the starter?
It's a good one, too. Honestly, it is. For him to be in that spot and that point is a pretty good spot to be in because he has now done a couple of things. Number one, he's recognized, right? A panicked quarterback just slings it out to the right expecting his escape valve, his first down route to be there, right? That is the route least likely to be covered in that situation. You got defenders that are watching the goal line, not as much the first down marker. Now, there was a quarterback over there guarding the zone. So if Darnold does throw the check down there, as he's known to do, that thing's getting sixed, no doubt about it. So he stays eyes up, recognizes that he's lost his running back protecting his left flank from the right end, who's had to commit to stopping the defensive tackle from getting to him quicker, recognizes the left tackle's beat, and while watching all of that, also sees that his wide receiver has beaten the safety to the left corner. So as he's fading away, throwing across the body off the back foot, he drops it, maybe not directly in the breadbasket, but he makes a catchable pass. That's all I can ask for right there. That play, predominantly, is one of two reasons that I don't think that Baker Mayfield separated himself from Sam Darnold as much as I'd like. Now, like I said, Bake had 1 month to learn the offense. It is the, what, third or fourth different offensive coordinator he's had since he showed up in the league. He came out, he ran one series. Maybe Baker, with another series or two, makes the same or better throw.
If you're just tuning in, it's the first time you've ever tuned in. This is just my opinion, because I'm supposed to give my opinion. It would sound like that you're praising Sam Darnold and kind of dissing Baker Mayfield.
Okay, I will clarify, because it is radio and I'm all supposed to give my opinion. I am not criticizing Baker Mayfield, okay? As I mentioned, I just sat here and gave you all the reasons that Baker looking okay is perfectly fine for me, right? He looked okay, and that's exceptional for me. 1 month to learn the offense, third or fourth offense he's had to learn in the league, learning it with a whole new casting crew of guys that he's been with for a month. Effectively, he had, what, 10 practices in pads at Wofford, and that was it.
All right, and Rob Brown's haughty intellectual one percenter vocabulary, what's above okay? What's the next level? I mean, it's not great, right? So okay. What's the level above okay?
Superior, excellent, good, better than average, average/okay, poor, bad, get his ass off the field.
Wow.
That's the ranking top to
bottom. That's a lot more. There's a lot of stops. It's a lot more extensive than what I thought it would be, which makes Baker really mediocre in your eyes, at least for this first week. Think of how many steps you put it. I put it right in the middle, dude.
He was right. That's what I'm saying.
I thought he did really good.
I accept right in the middle.
I didn't think he did great. If he would have went down, if he hadn't bobbled that snap, I think he probably would have scored a touchdown. But I thought he looked really good.
I thought he looked okay. But again, the point that you keep...
My standards aren't as high as Rob's are.
The point, the part of what I said that you conveniently keep leaving off of your quoting of me.
Omission? Me?
Shocking. The part you keep leaving off here is that okay is fine. That's good. I'll take that's what I expected out of this.
All right, so the Panthers are my NFC team. I don't want to hear about okay. I want to hear that they're taking a step up, that they're getting better than they were last year, and I think they are.
Okay. Well, as the unbiased radio guy between the two of us, apparently, allow me. I sure do. I get paid to talk Panther football. Are you kidding me? Of course I want them to be great. I probably want them to be good more than most of the Carolina fans listening to me do, right? Yeah, I get paid per download of the Views from Mint Street podcast published by Odyssey. First episode goes live Wednesday morning. Subscribe to the Views from Mint Street podcast wherever you get your major podcasts on Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, etc.
By the way, Trey said, I thought Shy Smith looked pretty good. Yeah.
Smith looked great.
I mean, former Gamecock, so of course I'm happy about that. But it looks like there's a little bit of chemistry between he and Baker, and that's good.
Shy Smith looked good, which is great because we are – who is going to step up as the third/fourth wide receiver /
if Shy
special
Smith,
teams guy?
If Shy Smith steps up and does certain things, then you don't have to throw to McCaffrey.
You don't have to throw to McCaffrey. That's an excellent point. And it opens up the field for Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore to do more, right? Last year, if Moore or Anderson got hot, you could just throw double coverage at that guy. Double man or load the zone defense on the side that the hot wide receiver was on. You throw Shy in there, especially if Shy, because Zylstra had a couple of good catches too. If you got Zion
Zylstra.
He also
had a drop that he shouldn't have
had. He did. I agree. Yeah. But he also had a couple of good catches. If you got Shai Smith and Zylstra both going well, now you can't load up on Anderson anymore. You open up your studs courtesy of the underdogs, if you will. Yeah? So, to finish up this thought, Baker looked okay, and that's great. Here's what I didn't want. I didn't want Baker to look bad, right? If Baker came out and looked bad, if he looked like he didn't have command over the offense, if he looked like he was lost, if he looked like he was a run-first option, then I got big concerns. Because I don't want Baker to be a practice warrior, right? We've all seen the practice experts. The guy that go out there with shells and shirts and look like Pro Bowlers, and then on game day they see ghost. Can't imagine who we're talking about.
Yeah, and Baker just led the Cleveland Browns to a playoff.
Yeah, right. I just needed to see him after a month in the offense, after a month in Charlotte, after a month of getting to know the guys around him and developing that chemistry, and behind an offensive line that graded out overall to a C from me, I just needed to see him show that he's got a grasp over the core fundamentals of the offense. And he did. With the exception of one busted screen that he threw in the dirt before he looked for another option. But it was a screen, so there's guys in his face. I can't blame him for that. Besides probably one moment, he looked like he knew the offense, which is all I need. Now, week two, you're going to get a little more time. You're going to get more than one series. You're going to be out there probably a quarter or close to it. Now I need to see Baker take, I know the offense, and morph it into, and now I can command the offense. Not just know it, not just make the right decision, but I can make the right decision correctly, quickly. I can execute it with the guys around me, and we can move this thing up and down the field. Patriots defense is not going to be great this year. It is not the same Patriots defense you've seen in years past. And because of that, I need Baker to show me this week that he can do for the Panthers what he did for the Browns. With one extra week of offense and now some experience against another team in action, I think there's a really, really good chance for Baker to separate himself from Sam Darnold this week. Baker looked okay. Darnold looked okay. The only one who looked bad in this group was Matt Corral. We got asked in the chat, why did Corral look so bad? Don't you worry. I'm answering that when we come back. Lonzo, we're talking about football. That, like, actually happened. Not, hey, are you worried that Clemson changed the color of their socks this year? No, hell no. We're talking football, baby.
You know, the other cool part is we've only really touched on one game, and there is a bunch of other news, including Jacksonville stepping up with their chance.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wanted to high-five a Jaguars fan this weekend. Do you understand what it takes? It's like hugging the woman that cheated on you, who lives in Jacksonville, by the way. Take a break. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is the Fan Upstate.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris in the Facebook chat says, Rob, your audio is just a bit off. It looks and sounds like an old martial arts movie. Awesome. That's a good thing. That's a positive to me.
Now, here's what it is. He is talking so fast right now because of Red Bull that it just can't keep up. And then he went and got another. It's a monster. My bad. I knew it was. He's down in these things, and he is talking, really, especially on the stream. He's talking very fast.
Ultra Fiesta Mango.
Wow.
Oh, it's
what makes it ultra?
It has replaced the Ulta Zero white can. I am now on the, what is that, turquoise? turquoise Ultra Fiesta mango can. That's where it's at.
It's periwinkle.
Good enough for me. I don't know if that's accurate or not. Good enough for me. All right. So a couple of thoughts that have come in. James says, for only a couple of weeks away of prep, Baker looked fine. That's all I wanted. I wanted fine. Fine is okay. It's preseason game number one. He played one drive. I wanted fine. Show me you understand the core concept of the offense, and Baker Mayfield did that. That's all I'm going for, and he nailed it. It's all I wanted, and he gave it to me. I'm good with that. Now, where everybody freaked out with a capital freak was Matt Corral. 1 of 9 for 11 yards and in a full-on panic, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's break that down. Number one, I just told you that the, and I'm going to air quote this so hard I strain a finger, starting offensive line for the Panthers, which is not starting yet. They're still figuring it out. In fact, I think there's a good chance, and I'm going to ask Rashad Beard about this on Thursday morning when we talk to him, and I'm going to break this down in episode one of my Odyssey nationally published podcast, Views from Mint Street. Episode one drops on Wednesday morning. Subscribe to that wherever major podcasts are found. I'm going to talk about this, but I'm kind of to the point where I think the right side for the left side of the offensive line, the correct pick for the... Give me Icky at left tackle and Brady Christensen at left guard, because the left side of that line got beat a lot.
Yeah, but you've got to get Icky out there and get some more playing time.
100%.
He looked sluggish, but not that great.
I agree.
He looked like a Rob Brown okay, or maybe whatever that what was below the okay. I forget that was that's a lot of
okay worse than average.
Okay, worse than average. Yeah. He looked like a kid out there for his very first time.
Average. You looked average. You looked okay. You looked average. Icky at left tackle, but he needs reps to sharpen up, and Brady Christensen at left guard. That's my left side pick if I got to set the depth chart. That being said, Matt Corral was playing behind the third and fourth string offensive line. Guys that can't beat out the second string, that can't beat out a first string that didn't look great. Looked very average as well. He was going to be in a panic. Second thing is, as Lonzo correctly pointed out, anybody, with rare exception, is going to have some nerves the first time they step onto an NFL field. Of course they are. And that was the first time that he stepped onto an NFL field. That was it. First time he stepped onto an NFL field. He's going to have some nerve. He's going to have some nerve. You'd like to see him contain the nerve, but it was nerve behind a bad offensive line. Nerves, and he's getting run down. That's not great. That's not great. So I'm not pushing the full-on panic button about Matt Corral, but there is a question about Matt Corral. And the question is, you've got a decision to make. You're not carrying four QBs, right? But you paid Matt Corral third-round draft pick money. So when you're setting the depth chart, you got Baker, you got Darnold, you got P.J. Walker, who Lonzo and I both think looked
pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, but he's got playing time. P.J.'s gone.
Yeah. Well, that's the question. Do you put Matt Corral on the practice squad where he can't really grow? He can't really develop, right? He's running other people's offenses. He's not getting full practice reps with your offense. He's not traveling with the team to get the feel of NFL stadiums and the feel of an NFL schedule and the feel of the grind and risk having him not develop further to carry P.J. Walker, a guy who's got NFL actual regular season game time experience. Or is P.J. gone and you carry Matt Corral, understanding that if you lose Baker and Sam, you're
all right,
bleeped.
All right, there's another scenario. Sam Darnold's gone, PJ's 2, Corral's 3. You take care of the problem, and there's no tension. There's no
right. But who wants Sam? Like the
after that pass that you just broke down for an extensive amount of time on the program, everybody should want him.
I mean, listen, I can't put up one what I thought was a good response play from Sam Darnold against every other play for Sam Darnold.
All right. Denver. He should go to Denver. Who else really needs a quarterback?
I don't know, but keep in mind, Jimmy Garoppolo's still out there. And the more time that goes by without Jimmy Garoppolo being traded, the more likely the 49ers just release him, which they can do. And if they just release him, and I offered you right now, Lonzo, Jimmy Garoppolo or Sam Darnold, I don't need to ask you which one you'd take because I know already.
Sam Darnold, Cleveland Brown.
So the point is, like, yeah, sure, the nicest concept is you trade Sam Darnold, you keep Baker, PJ, and Matt Corral all on the roster.
All right, Mariota or Sam Darnold, who you want?
Time for a break, ladies and gentlemen. I have to think about that. Honestly, I have to think about that. Man, I maybe lean Mariota because when he got time for the Raiders, he didn't look awful. But then Carr came in. And I think I lean Mariota, but I'm not 100% sure yet. Let me think about that. That's 1 hour done already, and we've broken down a game. We got plenty more coming up around the corner, folks. It's Monday. Lot to get into, lot to talk about on the Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.